As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
That's right. Go see Katie and her crew. You want those big, sticky, shock absorber sized buds or big, juicy tomatoes. It doesn't matter what you're growing. They're going to take your grow to the next level at Smith Indoor Garden.
Oh. Another day, another dummy. I mean, this is what this is all about, right? This is it. Can we just maybe do a segment called, like, Stupid Person of the Day, right?
That's basically what this is.
I mean, it's pretty much what it, 9 times out of 10. Sometimes right.
Ridiculous
it involves a horse.
Person yeah. from Florida.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. That what ridiculous per the rip-off. The rip-off. Anyway. Well, you'd probably get a DUI no matter where this happened, but this lady sure did make it easy on cops. Police in Portland, Maine posted a pair of photos on Facebook over the weekend after a 26-year-old woman tried to drive her SUV down a set of stairs outside police headquarters. They say she drove through their garage, then across a pedestrian plaza, and then tried to get back to the street by going down a set of cement steps. Her SUV either got
shortcut.
Her SUV either got stuck on them, or she realized then that she couldn't back up. Either way, we're not sure. She tried to claim that she was just following her GPS.
But come on!
Police said that her excessive blood alcohol level probably had more to do with it than the GPS giving her a wrong turn.
In 200 feet, take a left over the stairs.
She's facing drunk driving charges. They say lucky no one was hurt, obviously, not making light of drunk driving. But look, folks, look, let's take away the drunk driving, okay? Mm-hmm. Because maybe this lady very well had her GPS up. Now, if she's drunk, she's probably, well, it says turn here.
See really, double.
You know, maybe it meant, okay, turn up in 20 feet, not like exactly right here, you know, because sometimes it says turn now. And you're like, well, it's not quite now, GPS. I'll wait, till I get to the corner.
Little off.
But
you know why this story kind of bothers me?
Why?
It's because the randomness of a car just flying over some stairs and hitting me. It's a chance. There's a chance that can happen.
That's true.
And if we can fix this, you know, we need to do it now because walking down the street, I don't want to be looking over my shoulder like, where's this lady and when is she coming?
I think that's all. We've unfortunately had to deal with people getting drunk behind the wheel since booze and vehicles were. Booze was invented first. People were drunk riding horses and carriages or whatever. And then, you know, people got behind the wheel of cars. I mean, I think it was only like a month after the first vehicle was on the road that the first DUI was given. It's just been something. But now with GPS, something new has been thrown in because you have people that literally just take that like as gospel. And they're like, okay, no, I need to turn right now. And it's like, no, that's a bridge embankment. And you're going to go
for the road.
You wait for the road. No. It says turn now. And if we don't turn now, we're going to be lost. Okay. So you don't need to, if you look around, maybe just take a quick gander at your surroundings. Be like, well, that doesn't seem quite right. Maybe it'll recalculate.
Maybe drive. Yeah. How about that? You know, drive a little. Remember driver's ed? Do some of that.
I always like the people.
The classic driving thing.
The people that have it like right in front of their steering wheel, like the GPS right there. And they're just double hands on the wheel. Just look. Okay.
Looking at the road.
It says in 10 feet, I'm going to turn. Okay. Okay. All right. Now 500 more feet to the left. It's like, oh my God. Okay. All right.
We need self-driving cars now. Come on, Elon. Let's go.
That's what it boils down to, Hunter. I think we can fix this whole thing. We won't have to worry about drunk drivers anymore. Yeah. We won't have to worry about Nana just figuring out her GPS. Okay. Let's just. Fripes.
For God's sakes.
Women behind the wheel of cars. I mean, we'll fix all those problems. All right. Anyway, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.